With the anointing, these things are possible, meaning that distance is not a barrier. Distance is not a limitation. Age is not a limitation. Ability is not a limitation. Peter might knows how to play the drums, but he might not be an, let's say he's not an excellent drum player, which he is, but let's say he's not an excellent drum player. The anointing can make him excellent. He might not be able to professionally be able to play, but the fact that there is an anointing is what changes the atmosphere. A musician can be perfect and professional with a lack of anointing, and the atmosphere cannot be shifted. Or they can carry the anointing on the inside of them, and when they open up their mouth and begin to sing, the atmosphere shifts. The anointing is a tangible subject. It's a tangible, transferable substance. It is a storable substance. That means that when you spend time in the presence of God, the more you spend time in prayer, the anointing is being rubbed off on you. It is rubbed into your clothing, rubbed into your body, rubbed into your voice. And when you come out of that place and you begin to operate or speak or move, there'll be a substance of the anointing that'll be released. It is the anointing of the Holy Ghost. That is when we get, when we spend time with Him. It is the anointing that makes the difference. Are you guys with me? Say with me, anointed. And I'm doing this, I called it this title for a very specific reason. You'll see now why. But it is the anointing. Say with me, the anointing makes the difference. In business, whatever it might be, if you carry the anointing, no enemy will be able to stand against you. No contract will be able to stand against you. If they might say, but your business is closing here, or there's an obstacle here, it doesn't matter. The anointing is upon you. God will make a way for His anointed. He anointed His servant David. Are you guys with me? Have you seen? Listen, let's go to Ephesians chapter number 1, verse 17. Let me read to you something here. It says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. So if you wisdom and revelation. Okay. So revelation brings an anointing. You'll see now. In the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling. Say with you, the hope of His calling. There is no way you can even know the call of God for your life without revelation. Revelation brings the anointing. But without revelation, you cannot even know what the call of God is in your life. You'll aimlessly go through life. Work a little bit here, do a little bit business here, be employed by this place there, but there's no purpose. There's no intent to say that this is the call of God upon my life. Where are you working? No, I'm working at Spar. Okay, what do you want to do? I don't know. You need Jesus, first of all, because He has a call and a purpose on your life. And once you step into your call, you become anointed to fulfill that purpose and that call. That is where it gives you supernatural equipment called the anointing and a mantle to fulfill that call. Because that call can only be fulfilled in the supernatural or with the supernatural. Are you guys with me? It is the supernatural that is required for you to walk in your calling and your purpose. Without that, you will never be able to walk in it. Are you guys with me? A lot of people think only ministers need the anointing. No, 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 no. Business people, professionals, every single believer needs the anointing to live a successful life, a prosperous life. There is a life out there that is victorious, that is prosperous, that is successful. But the moment you catch that anointing, it is then when things begin to shift. But it takes time and it costs a price. It's not one Sunday morning sermon. Are you guys with me? When I sought after the anointing, everybody rejected me. When I sought after the anointing, it was years and years and years and years of pressing in, serving, committed, paying the price, reading the word, praying, fasting, until one day the anointing came on me. And I'm speaking about a real anointing, not a fake anointing. Are you guys with me? Today, we'll touch a little bit on the fake anointing and the real anointing. And you'll see what is the sign of the end times. Because everybody is speaking about false prophets, but they forget about false Christs. What does it mean, false Christs? False anointed ones. Many false Christs shall arise. Many fake anointed ones shall arise in that day. I was in a service where somebody was preaching, and they have a great ministry and so on. Big churches and so on. And they were preaching, and I was sitting there, and they were attacking every gift in the body of Christ. And I'm sitting there, and I don't feel a drop of oil. I don't feel the presence of God. Let's forget about the glory. I don't feel the presence of God. You can have a fake anointing. The anointing cannot be fabricated. It is not questioned whether it is in a place or not. Are you guys with me? When the anointing comes on you, it has, there are different degrees of the anointing. And as we go through this month, by the last day of the month, we're going to pray that we get to the highest degree of the anointing, that when we pray for you, even if you just sit in your chairs and we lay hands on you, but that a portion and a residue of the anointing will come upon you. That you'll feel, you'll see the evidences of the anointing operating in your life directly afterwards. You see, you don't pray for the sick. You have to cast out devils because there's a fake anointing, not a real anointing. So when the rubber hits the road, nothing happens. A real anointing comes only by meeting somebody that is anointed, number one, or number two, spending time in the presence of God. Now people are like, oh, but I don't need man. Well, then go spend time in the presence of God. You won't even be able to do that. Because the Bible says, how can you love God if you cannot even love man who you see? How can you serve God if you cannot even serve man who you see? And a God who you don't see, now you want to serve him. Are you guys with me? I made a statement in a conference where I was preaching, and I said, find a man with an anointing on him and serve him. Yes, see, people put comments on. I will never serve a man, but they're Christians. I'm thinking, but have you ever read your Bible? Jesus says, serve one another. The one who serves will be first. The one who serves will be the greatest. The one who's last will be first. Are you an idiot? You're totally anti-Christ, unchrist-like. And many of them watch us and try to catch us out and everything. You are an idiot. But if you call your brother an idiot, you're going to go to hell. He's not my brother. Okay. So, no. Jesus called many times people fools. Paul called them morons. So don't get religious and legalistic. He was speaking in another context when he was speaking about if you call your brother Raka and etc. I was speaking in a different context. We're speaking to religious nutcases whom Jesus called perverts. They judge you for one thing, but they don't do anything in their lives. Are you guys with me? All they can tell me is, cut your hair. There's one guy from Cape Town. Durban or somewhere. All he does is screams, cut your hair. He has no hair, so I assume it is jealousy. So, say with you the anointing. The anointing doesn't matter how you look like, how you dress like, how you act, how you behave. It comes upon individuals that are obscured. It comes upon individuals that never thought that God, they would be able to be used by God, or that people has never approved of. The moment heaven touches them, the anointing rests on them. Once the anointing rests on you, it is there where devils are coming out that is hiding. We were in a minister's conference this week. Do you know how many demons were hiding there? Are you guys with me? I walk up to the one, I walk down the aisle, I'm seeing a person sitting, and the Lord is saying to me, that one is a demon. It was so bad, I'm just seeing the demon, I'm not even seeing the person. So I said, come out. And he comes out and he walks down the aisle. Now what I do with a demon, usually I just let them stand in the aisle. I said, stop. As I did it, the person began to manifest, bend over. That was just one out of many. The devil is hiding because of a lack of anointing. Ministers, pastors, because of a lack of anointing, the devil is hiding. The anointing brings light that causes darkness to be exposed. There's so many facets about the anointing. That's why we have to give it a whole month. But let's get into this. Let's go to Matthew chapter number 24, verse 3. Matthew 24, verse 3. Say with me, fake anointing. Listen to this. Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? They are speaking here about the second coming, not the rapture. Are you guys with me? They're speaking about his second coming, not his rapture. Next verse. And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. Say with me, deceives. One of the first signs is deception. This deception is going to come in two ways. Let's carry on. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. Okay, next verse. And then the other deception is you will hear rumors of wars and wars and etc. And it is not. But the first deception, one verse back. Many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. Now, this is not somebody that is coming and preaching in Christ's name. This is not somebody coming and saying they are the Christ. This is somebody that is coming in a fake anointing. Listen to me. I'm going to get into it now. Are you guys with me? He says towards the end, you'll see many operating in a fake anointing. There's a split of a church that is rising, two different churches that is rising in our time. You have the seeker-sensitive church. And you have the church that is filled with power. Now, the only problem is many times when they say that the seeker-sensitive church is the big ones, so that must be the right ones. But there's no power. I've seen mega churches that move in power. It is not mega churches are not isolated only to seeker-sensitive. Are you guys with me? It is just that power costs you. It convicts you. It is attacked and threatened by the enemy. So the enemy will sometimes fund seeker-sensitive churches just so that they don't get an anointing. Because the moment they get an anointing is the moment they'll change lives upside down. And please don't try to think of churches now. There are many. Okay, there are many good ones and there are many seeker-sensitive. When I say seeker-sensitive, they're doing everything to please the visitor. So they don't do altar calls because it will offend the visitor. They don't pray for anybody in the service because it will offend. They don't do any gifts in the church. No healing, no miracles, nothing. Because it will offend the visitor. Their preaching is 28 minutes long because it will offend the visitor if it's longer. We are not here to please the visitor. We are here to please God and not offend the Holy Ghost. If he wants to choose to move or do whatever he has to, then he can come in and do that. Are you guys with me? That is Christianity. I will rather have 100 people and we have 1,200 people. I will rather have 100 people than to have 20,000 people that are filled with the Holy Ghost, that can call in God's presence, that God's glory finds pleasing to come and visit them. Are you guys with me? Similarly, the anointing. So what shall be the sign? They were asking Jesus, what is the sign? And he says, take heed that no one deceives you. You see, and everybody says the end of science is 666 and all this stuff, and that is after the rapture. Okay, this is speaking in before the second coming, but let's go to verse 5. For many, where we just read now, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they will deceive you. The word Christ in the Greek is Christos. It is the same meaning as anointing. It means the anointed and his anointing. Are you guys with me? The anointed and his anointing. So many will come in with a false anointing and saying they are anointed. So Jesus answered them and he said, listen here, this is the deception that is going to come. They're going to come in my name. They're going to claim to be anointed. They're going to claim that the anointing is on them. And they're going to try to preach and do all these things, and people are going to follow them. But my real anointing is not on them. There is a fake anointing on them. Many shall say towards the end days that they are anointed. I mean, if I had to ask here, how many people believe they're anointed? Everybody's going to raise their hands. We are close to the end. Everybody will think they are anointed. Now, what? Where do we get the word anointed from, and etc.? So, let me also get into the real anointing. The word anointing is charisma. It means a rubbing in, a smearing on, an endowment, a rubbing in, a massaging in. It is an importation of the substance of the Holy Spirit upon a person's life. It is the importation of a substance of the Holy Spirit upon a person's life. The word anointing comes from the word Christos. You don't have to remember all these things, but it comes from the word Christos. It is a Greek word, where also where the word Christ comes from. And it is also Meshach, Meshiach, Messiah. And it also means, the word anointing and Christos together means krio. So is the krio. Kiro, kiro, krio, krio. It's a way to pronounce it, krio. The word krio means to cover. Say with me, to cover. To paint, to smear, to rub on, and to cover up. Once the anointing comes on you, it'll be like a clothing that'll cover you. People won't be able to see your sins. That is why many ministers fall into sins and they still carry on preaching. Because the anointing is on them, or a mantle is on them that covers them. And people see the mantle and they see the anointing, but they don't see the weakness. Are you guys with me? Now, in one sense, it's good, and in one sense, it's bad. But that'll take this embarrassed, shame, guilt look off your face that I have to look at every Sunday. Okay, this defeated look of like, oh, shame, everything is just going to fall apart, and I feel so sorry for myself. And some just sit there and look at me. Hey, say with me, get some anointing. It is the anointing that puts a smile on your face. It is a tangible substance. It is tangible. You can feel it. It is lingering on you. It is like electricity, like water, like showers coming upon you. But it has to be stirred. It has to be stirred. It is real. Are you guys with me? If there's a devil that is close by, it'll feel uncomfortable. It is real. How do you know the anointing is real? Get a devil that is close by. How do you know if you have a fake anointing? Get a devil that is close by. Are you guys with me? Say with me, the anointing. The anointing comes when we know how to open up our hearts and our spirits and how to embrace it. It doesn't come by sitting stiff, sour, just sitting and closed up and tense. The anointing can will breathe past, you won't even know it's there. It comes when you're relaxed. It comes on you. Are you guys with me? That's why with religion, the anointing cannot come in. Say with me, rubbing in. There must be a rubbing in. I cannot just take oil and just put it here and then go out for the day. No. In those days in the early church, they would rub oil, all, especially the Jews, they would rub oil all over their face, all over their bodies, as a way to preserve their skin, to make it look younger, and it's got a lot of healing properties and etc. But they would rub it and massage it in. When you spend time in His presence, there's a rubbing and a massaging in of the oil. It doesn't take just go sit on your bed and say, Liver Jesus. No. You're not going to get in and praying your prayer list and just go into your bed. It takes somebody that can get on their knees and begin to worship. And after they worship for about a half an hour or an hour, just worshiping deep worship songs, and they focus just upon the Lord. Then they begin to pray. Then they read the word and they get revelation. They carry on praying. Then they begin to feel goosebumps or feel the atmosphere shift. They worship again and they carry on praying until it is 3 hours, 4 hours. Now they're praying with more boldness and with more courage. And they pray like that for 4 hours. You will walk out of that place anointed with the Holy Ghost. The only problem is only 1% will do it here. Have your seats. 1%. I challenged for 5% to do it. That is the sadness of preaching. Some people can't even stand up when the energy of God comes in. They're just so dead, they just sit on their chairs. That godsdienstige spirit just holds them down like that. Or the spirit of familiarity, or the spirit of tradition, or the spirit of rebellion, whatever it might be, or offense, just holds them down. But they want to get anointed. Nah, brother. The anointing is energy that is, it's the energeo of God. Go with me to Ephesians chapter number 1, verse 18, where I was just now. Listen to this. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. So I'll give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. Next verse. And what is exceeding greatness of His power towards us. Say with me, exceeding greatness of His power towards us who believe. Now listen to this. According to the working, say with me, the working of His mighty power. The word working is energeo. According to the energies of His mighty power. The word energies is synonymous to the word anointing. It is the anointing that is a type of energy. It energizes your body. It energizes your mortal body. It energizes your spirit. When you feel tired, once the anointing comes on you, you feel energized. You feel like you just came out of a cold shower, or you're full of energy and you feel like you can take on the whole day. What is it? It is being energized by the Holy Ghost, energized by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It is the anointing, but it takes you to press in. Say with me, press in. Listen. Have you seen? Let me just look for another one. Go into Ephesians chapter number 3, verse 20. Ephesians chapter number 3, verse 20. Listen to this. Now to Him, say with me, read with me. Say, now to Him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all. Say it again. Say it. Who can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. Now He's saying, you may think of a mansion. You might think of some nice sport cars. You might even think of traveling the world or have a big ministry. But God, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or even think or imagine, according, say with me, according to the power that works, that energizes, that has the power that is energized by the anointing inside of us, meaning that nothing is impossible to those who are carrying the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. It is by the anointing. Say with me, it is the anointing. Nothing is impossible to those who carry the anointing. Nothing is impossible to those who carry. Get the anointing on you. Get the power of God upon your life. Are you guys with me? Have your seats, have your seats, have your seats. Say the anointing. So I need the anointing today. Let's go to, I want you to see Christ, Christos, Krio, Meshach, Mashiach. We get, which is the same as the anointed. It, Christ is the anointed and his anointing. Go to Acts chapter 11, verse 26. Christians were only called Christians in Acts chapter number 11. Please understand. They were praying in tongues in Acts chapter number 2. They were working miracles in Acts chapter number 3. They were casting out demons, healing the sick, raising the dead, killing people under the anointing. By Acts chapter number 5, 6, and 7. Are you guys with me? The building was shaken in Acts chapter number 4. Yet, they were not yet even called a Christian. Christians were only introduced in Acts chapter number 11, verse 26. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many people. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. Christians in Antioch. What does the word Christian mean? It means little anointed one. So now we say, everybody, 80% of South Africa is Christians. Do you believe 80% of South Africa is little anointed ones? To carry the name of a Christian was one of the most proudest things in those days. It meant the anointed and his anointing. You were a little anointed one, meaning you were doing the works of Christ. The label was given to you because you are doing as Christ did and even more. Are you guys with me? When people call themselves a Christian, they don't understand the implications and the consequences of an anointing. People who have the real anointing, and I'm not speaking about a fake anointing. People who have a real anointing, they are covered in every area. No danger can come close to them. We've met people, the one week they are hijacked, the next week everything is robbed out of the house, the week thereafter they're beaten up, the week thereafter they fight in the marriage and want to get a divorce, the week thereafter, and I'm thinking, I've never experienced those things. The anointing is a covering. It protects. It's krio. It covers, it smears, it rubs on you. It protects you. The real anointing, not the fake anointing. It covers you in every area. No gunshot will survive against you. Sicknesses can come close to you, but no pestilence shall come near your house. It is the anointing. But this comes by paying a price for the anointing. One of the first prices to pay for the anointing is to serve. I hate to say that it is not prayer and the word. It is something that God knows that nobody wants to do. Imagine this, how much percentage, how many in this place are actively serving in the church where their flesh can die, where they can wake up and they feel, I don't want to do this now, but let me just go do it. It's called serving. The one who serves will be the greatest among you. I have never seen the anointing come upon any person who does not serve. You can pray, you can fast, you can consecrate yourself, you can do so many things. Unless you serve, that anointing, that oil does not come. Comes upon servants. Joshua was anointed because he served Moses. Elisha was anointed because he served Elijah. Are you guys with me? The anointing comes upon those who serve. Then we can stretch further and say by prayer, by fasting, by the word, and etc. But number one, serving. Unless a person knows how to serve, they will never taste the real anointing. They will never taste. They will have a fake anointing. They will think they are anointed. They'll call themselves a Christian, yet they are not a Christian. A Christian is a little anointed one. Somebody's like, how dare you say I'm not a Christian? Okay, that's fine. Come with me. Let's see if you can cast out this devil. Go ahead. Can you heal this person? Not? Okay, you're not a Christian. It's a little anointed one. I'm not saying you're not a believer. I'm saying you're not a Christian. Are you guys with me? I'm not saying you're not saved. I'm just saying you're not a Christian. Don't put the name Christ by you, because that means the anointed one. Say with me, the real anointing. I want to give you 10 to 15 things that the anointing will do for you. If these things, if you are anointed, and we'll be finished in about 10 minutes time, 15 minutes time. Yeah, 10, 15 minutes time. If these things are not in your life, it means, or if, let me say it like this, if you are anointed, these things will surely be in your life. You can take it as a promise. It is an effect of the anointing. It is what we call the evidences of the anointing. Apart from casting out devils, healing the sick, binding up the brokenhearted, preaching the gospel to the poor, apart from that, I want to give you other effects of the anointing. Are you guys with me? Let me just first say this. The anointing is a divine enablement of God's ability that has been imparted into your life. The anointing is a precious and essential element that allows the believer to do things outside of their natural ability. The anointing is a tangible, measurable measure of God's ability that can flow through your life of the born-again believer as to see God-given results. The anointing is a supernatural manifestation of the Holy Spirit that can affect everything and everyone it comes in contact with. If you touch somebody and you shake someone's hand, it can change and affect them. They'll go home and something supernatural will cause their heart to, they'll think, but what is this, what I just encountered? It's the anointing. This anointing is, say with me, transferable, tangible substance from heaven. The anointing can only be caught. It cannot be taught. As much as what I teach you about it now, it is something that can only be caught. Your spirit can catch a hold of it right now. And then you can just have a revelation. Wait, I'm going to serve like no one's business. I'm going to serve and seek God's face until this special price, this expensive oil from heaven, this tangible, transferable anointing comes on me. And I'll be set apart, consecrated. Are you guys with me? I'll be distinct from others. You see, the moment, the day that the oil and the anointing came upon David's life, in the midst of his brothers, he was anointed. In one day, he married the king's daughter. He became best friends with the king's son. And he was given lands and properties and servants. One day, why? Say with you, the anointing. That is it. The only thing you need in your Christian life is the anointing. Amen. People might say, but love. The anointing doesn't come without love. So if you have the anointing, you'll have love. Are you guys with me? A lot of people think they are anointed, but they are not anointed. So they might not have love. But I'm speaking about a tangible anointing that leaves results wherever you go. People remember you wherever you have gone. Or a change that you've made, or something that you've left behind. It's a real tangible substance. It's the anointing. Are you guys with me? It is a fatty oil that God knows that comes on us from heaven. That wherever we move, wherever we walk, wherever we go, we will leave evidences and traces of it. When an anointed person comes into your life, you know an anointed person came into your life. Are you guys with me? It'll give you, say with me, command. The ability to command. You will live a commanded life. You will be able to rule and to reign. But let's go to the 15. I want to get to the effects. Put on for me Psalm chapter number 89 verse 19. Psalm 89 verse 19 to 21. Then you spoke in a vision to your Holy One and said, I have given help to one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found my servant David. God is looking for a people whom he can anoint. I have found my servant David. With my holy oil, I have anointed him. With whom my hand shall be established. Also my arm shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not outwit him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. I will beat down his foes before his face and plague those who hate him. Do you remember 2 years ago we spoke about our enemies? Where are they now? Some has repented. Some has lost everything. Everything. Some has repented. Some has begged us for help. Some has lost everything. And some can soon die. Because it's nothing about us. It's the anointing. And I never wish for death to come. I just said to one, well, one man will go crazy if they intend to harm the work of God. On the camera, on the stage. And dear Lord Jesus, did that happen? Some things went around. Some of you might have seen it. Some of you might not have seen it. Some photos. The anointing is dangerous to touch. It is God's protection for your life. He gives it to you for you to be protected from the enemy. It confuses the enemy. He will plague those who hate him. Who hate who? The anointed. The Christian. The real Christian. The real anointed. Next verse. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him. And in my name his horn shall be exalted. In my name, I will set his hand over the sea and his right hand over the rivers. He shall cry to me, you are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also, I will make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. So the highest of the kings of the earth. Let's go to Psalm 89 verse 19. Psalm 89 verse 19. I want to go to the B part there, which is, I have given him help to one who is mighty. I have given help to the one who is mighty. Say with him, number one, the anointing will give you a supernatural help. Are you guys with me? It'll give you a supernatural, but I want you to take a note how David called himself mighty. David called himself mighty and anointed. He called himself mighty. He said, you have helped the mighty. His identity was in a place where he was in alignment with God's identity for his life. He didn't say, God, help this poor me. No. Your mighty one is standing here. I need you to give him supernatural health. And God begins to love it because now He knows that you're seeing the way He sees and you're speaking the way He speaks and you're in alignment, and there's a thing called synchronicity. Once there's synchronicity, there can be an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. The anointing will bring you supernatural help to the mighty, to the ones who carry the real anointing. Are you guys with me? Remember, I'm giving you the effects of the anointing. Number two, Psalm 89 verse 19. Well, let me just read the verses rather than the references. I have exalted one, chosen from my people. The anointing, the real anointing, will raise you up to the heights in ministry and your calling. Whether it's business or ministry. But you will always go to the heights of it and not a bottom feeder. The anointing will make you the head and not the tail. You will be seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. You'll have a mountaintop perspective, not a valley perspective. Are you guys with me? Number three. I have found David, my servant, with my holy oil. I have anointed him, with whom my hand will be established. The anointing will establish you in ministry and in calling. In your calling, in your business, or in ministry, you will be established. The fact that Encounter has been established, that Leon Dupree has been established, I'm speaking now as a prophet, in the body of Christ. Where's all the other prophets in the nation? They all fled. I know there's many watching and there's many that are coming up. But I'm speaking of who's in an office and who has a public platform that's in an office. They have fled the country. Much bigger than me, they are great ministries. But they've left South Africa. Why? Because South Africa has a spirit to destroy prophets. Kim Clement left. This one left. Ed Trout left. That one. Everyone left. Because there's a spirit that of familiarity and a spirit of religion that is not being accepted, that doesn't want to accept prophets. I was told this week by somebody that runs most churches in South Africa, that they will remove the prophet out of this nation. Just like that. So I said, listen, you must be very careful. And I was the only one who spoke up. So you must be very careful. Because that means that you are removing an ascension gift of Christ out of the nation because of your insecurity. So the prophetic is under huge attack. Every prophet gets chased out, or God moves his prophets away because they are not being celebrated. Are you guys with me? And the prophetic gift can bring so many things. Zerano. So let's go to Psalm 89 verse 21. My arm will also strengthen him. Say strengthen him. The anointing will introduce strength to your ministry and your life and your calling. You'll have strength. Number five, the enemy will not deceive him. The anointing will protect you from deception. All these people that are saying, be careful, don't sit in Encounter. You know, you're going to be deceived. Listen, brother, if you have the anointing, you don't have to worry about being deceived. The anointing will protect you from deception. Are you guys with me? Number six, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. The anointing will deliver you from afflictions of the devil. Other people will get afflicted around you. Like I said, trouble here, trouble there, trouble here, trouble there. And when they look at you, they think, but life is unfair. Why? The anointing. It is a favor. God favors people still. He favors some over others. God has favorites. I'm going to say it again. God has favorites. He's a respecter of person. Yes, I know. But He favors different people. Where the anointing is upon, He favors that one more than others. He said, I like David. And that's why I made him king. I ratsad David. I liked him. And I made him king. And I gave him lands and properties and servants. And David says, the Lord made me king simply because he liked me. Is God liking you? Is his anointing upon your life? His anointing comes upon hearts that are pure, hearts that are hungry. I don't know if you guys understand what I'm saying. The anointing comes upon those who serve. Say with me, serve. Get into a department. Get somewhere and serve. You will get nowhere without serving. I can confidently and adamantly say that. I have not seen one Christian go anywhere in life without serving. Because it is God's, the way you work in society under a government, you have to find a job, then you have to pay your taxes, then you have to do certain duties and etc. And in America, you have to do like jury duty and then this and then. It's things that is required of you as a citizen. There are certain things that is required of us as a citizen of the kingdom of God. Your family might be a mess because you're not serving. And you think, no, I need to spend more time with my family. No, 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 spend more time with God. And things might come right in your family. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Are you guys with me? Number 7. But I shall crush his adversaries before him and strike those who hate him. The anointing will cause enemies who fight against you to be destroyed. And God will strike them by the anointing. Anybody that is just hating you, their life will be a life of trouble if you carry the real anointing. Are you guys with me? Is it getting depressing or exciting? I don't know. Okay. So, number 8. My faithfulness and loving kindness will be with him. Do you know how I'm hated by churches? Even these around here, like 2 blocks away from here, 3 blocks away from here. Do you know how I'm hated? They said, I'm going to steal your money and move to Dubai. They said, I'm telling you what crypto to buy and then so that it comes to me. And then I'm going to take all your money. I'm not allowed to and I'm so arrogant because they all try to reach out to me and they can't get to me. So you want to tell me you have so many thousands of people and you can't get to me? There's nothing wrong with you, brother. Not me. You don't know your identity. And they phone these people, they leave his voice messages, big pastors. The anointing will make you to be hated by people. Because it will show them something that they don't have. It will show them something they cannot do. It will make them think, but why can that one do it? Are you guys with me? So they prophesy, so Leon prophesies, so there must be witchcraft. Because I cannot believe that God will anoint that vessel. God can only anoint somebody like me. You self-righteous hypocrite. God can anoint anyone whom he chooses. Are you guys with me? So, say with me, he will strike your enemies. If you have the real anointing. Number 8, my faithfulness and loving kindness will be with him. The anointing will cause you to experience the loving kindness of God. It is the anointing that will make you enjoy prayer. It is the anointing that when you get into your room, you feel like you're just basking in his presence. You're just basking in his love and you don't want to get up. You just, it's like showers of waters that are just falling on you. It is the anointing. It is the anointing that convicts you. If you do something wrong, so why can some Christians drink a beer and it's all okay? And another, and they have the Holy Ghost. And another Christian drinks a beer and they feel like, this is not right. It's the anointing. Both have the Holy Ghost. One has the anointing. When the anointing is on you, it means to convict you. Of sin, righteous. I know the Bible says the Holy Spirit will convict you of sin, righteous judgment. But when it comes to the anointing, the Bible says that when we are anointed, that Christ, the Bible says that Christ says, I am anointed. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. The word preach means to convict the gospel to the poor. To convict them that they can cater into a better lifestyle. The anointing will convict. Are you guys with me? And in my name his horn will be exalted. In my name, the anointing will establish you as a man and a woman of authority. people will just listen to you. When your mouth opens, they will realize, but wait, I just need to listen to this person. It'll give you favor in the workplace. Are you guys with me? I shall also set his hand on the sea and his right hand on the rivers. I shall set his hand on the sea and his right hand on the rivers. The anointing will cause you to expand. Say with me, expand. It's the Memshach anointing. If your business, if you have one business, you will have five. If you have one church, you will have 10. Everything will expand. God is into multiplication. He will cry to me, you are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. I also shall make my firstborn. The anointing will cause you to develop a powerful relationship with God. People will know that you have been with God when you have the anointing. They'll see God all over you. Are you guys with me? Psalm 89 verse 27, listen to this. Also, I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. The anointing will make you and give you something eternal. Once the anointing comes on you, it is an eternal reward. An anointed person is above a king. An anointed person is above a president. That is why God used prophets to prophesy presidents and kings into place. Don't think president so-and-so is great. When you are anointed, you have a heavenly substance. They have an earthly substance on them. You have a heavenly substance on you. But it takes somebody who serves, somebody who seeks the face of God. Are you guys with me? Let's get to 13. And my covenant shall be confirmed to him. The anointing will cause you to have a covenant relationship with God. Number 14. So I will establish his descendants forever. Psalm 89, 29. I will establish his descendants forever. The anointing will affect even your children and your children's children. The more anointed you get, it comes down and it rubs off on your children. 15, the last one. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever as the moon and as faithful witness in heaven. The anointing will give you a long-lasting ministry and business and calling. It's not going to start today and end tomorrow. It'll be long-lasting till the day you die, even further on. It will give you longevity in your calling. Are you guys with me? Some people are bipolar in their calling. They're up and they're down and they're up and they're down and they're up and they're down. The anointing will give you longevity. Say with me, the anointing. Say it again. Say the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Let's stand to our feet, church, just for the sake of time. Let's raise our hands to the Lord. Lebrus are kenoske te kelebraya. Renos kate kelevedre de lebrus kate kena mambrus kate kena ma. Rados ka avre kenomos kate kena maya. Say with me, say, Heavenly Father, today I receive the anointing, the mandate of the anointing to serve, to seek your face. I am hungry for this heavenly substance, for this nation changer, this life changer, the supernatural anointing, the supernatural ability of the anointing. May 15 effects be lasting in my life. I'm hungry for the anointing. Convict me today in Jesus' mighty name to receive your anointing. I am hungry for your presence, your glory. Use me for your glory in Jesus' mighty name. Come and let's give Jesus a praise offering. Come on, praise him, praise him.